I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cooking competition TV shows around the world can be exhausting, watching those wildly over-the-top creations matched only by the egos of the judges. But occasionally, right seems to triumph, we're told in a little documentary called Breaking Bread.
When I founded the Sham Festival, I did not want to say Israel, I didn't want to say Palestine. I don't believe there is any room for politics in the kitchen.
Her name is Dr. Nof Atamna Ismail, and she was the first Arab winner of Israeli MasterChef. It was a popular win that united all sides of a country, better known for its divisions. And Nof used the influence it gave her to create an event called Asham, the Arabic Food Festival.
As someone that born as a Palestinian and live here as an Israeli, this stuff make you confused who you are, who you want to be.
I don't give a that he's Arab. Like, he doesn't give a that I'm a Jew. The only thing we're going to give a it's about making art.
The idea was for several pairs of chefs, one Jewish, one Arab, to create their versions of mostly traditional dishes. And these aren't dishes that Israeli or Arab families would necessarily expect to eat at home. They're often dishes from the chef's grandmothers, Syrian kishek soup, tashimi Levantine fish, traditional octopus dishes given a novel twist. And above all, salad, a dish that Jews and Arabs fight over as much as Kiwis and Aussies fight over pavlova.
What do you say? I want Arabic salad? I want Israeli salad?
Who owns this salad?
Sometimes you find yourself like thinking, what is politically correct to order?
Ochel hu ochel, anashim hem anashim. Ma korim leze, ze lo echpat li.
And really, that's all there is to breaking bread, watching people getting together because of their love of cooking and their respect for people who are good at it. American director Beth Elise Hawke seems to have had access to everyone involved in the festival, possibly because she had Nof with her. It's also significant that much of the film takes place in the northern city of Haifa.
90% of people in Israel, they want to live together. And the 10% making it to the headlines.
This is what's missing. We don't know each other enough.
Haifa seems to be almost unique in the region for having a population who get along with each other. More than one of the chefs talk about eating outside a Haifa restaurant, while overhead missiles are exchanged between Israel in the south and Lebanon in the north. We're used to wringing our hands over the situation in what used to be called the Levant, Israel, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan and Palestine. This is an unsolvable problem that goes back before the days of David and Goliath, we're told. But here are people united over their love of food. What else do they have in common?
The difference between strangers to enemies is too small.
Kulam ravim echad hamshani al klum.
One of the chefs sums up a common feeling in Haifa. They're fighting over nothing, he spat, and went back to his kitchen where he and his new colleague were trying to improve a 1,000-year-old recipe. But not even the optimistic Nof is prepared to say that the political problems of the Levant are going to be solved by well-made hummus.
So this is the only way, small steps.
And from there, it depends on what we choose.
You're going to use food to bring world peace. No, I'm going to use food to change a few people.
Still, she makes a good point when she says that the professional peacemakers, politicians, soldiers and religious leaders, have hardly covered themselves in glory. Watching food being prepared, not for the personal glory of the cooks, but to lift the hopes of the people eating, has to be something worth supporting. Breaking bread doesn't seem a particularly ambitious exercise, but in this context, it could move mountains.
If you change a few people and other people would do the same, then maybe we will succeed together to do some kind of a huge change.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.